Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and as always, and I'm very excited about having our good buddy Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time. He's written so many books that have helped people to get their heads out of the trenches and focusing on the horizon a little bit more, and including me. I'm one of the beneficiaries of his work, including Five Regions of the Future, also Innovation at the Verge, which is his new film, his latest film. And he has a new project that he's here to talk to us about that I think we've been hinting about it for the last couple of times he's been with us, but now he's ready to unveil this thing and unleash it on the world. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a delight being back.
It's good to have you back. Now, in the past, I can't remember if we told the audience about it. I know you told me about it. I can't remember exactly how much we talked about this, but I think you certainly teased me about this, and it's something you call the implication wheel. Not the innovation wheel, the implication wheel.
That's
Talk
right.
to us about this.
Well, it's actually a tool that I started developing in 1974, believe it or not.
Wow.
The first year I became a futurist, one of the questions I asked myself was, is it possible to kind of anticipate the consequences of X? Because that's what futurism should be about, is to help anticipate. And I started developing a tool that's called the implications wheel. And it basically answers the following question. If I have an innovation, for instance, I'm a small business owner, and I'm saying I've got this idea for this innovation, what are the long-term implications of this innovation? Right now, we write lists. So I'll sit down and I'll write a list. What would be the good stuff that could come out of this? What would be the bad stuff that would come out of this?
You used the Ben Franklin. Used the Ben Franklin close.
Yeah, but now with the implications wheel, we have a structure that says if I'm to do X, the innovation, right, or a new policy inside my company, or actually anything that you want to explore the implications of, you put that in the center of the wheel, that's the hub of the wheel,
mm-hmm.
and then the wheel has a structure that says what are the possible immediate consequences or first-order consequences that might spill out from doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at each of those consequences, each of those implications, and you ask what are the implications of the implication. Then you do it one more time, three rings of questioning.
Because it's a wheel, it gives you graphically multiple options, whereas as opposed to a linear kind of approach.
And it does something else that's really important, Jim. It shows you the connections of the first order to the second order and the second order to the third order consequences, so you can see how things evolve out.
Huh.
So if you want to stop a bad third order implication from happening, you understand the pathway, a list. Doesn't do that for you.
You see the cause and effect.
You do, and you also, in fact, I put it this way, you see the causes and effects, because that's one other problem. We've been trained in cause-effect thinking, and if we run down one chain, we say, well, there, I've done it. Well, the implications wheel says, no, actually, there's a lot more causes and a lot more effects that you need to put your time in on. And so what it is it's a disciplined way of exploring the possible implications of change well before it happens, so that you can avoid the risks. And we talk about it as a great risk avoidance tool, but also identify potential opportunities that you wouldn't see had you not done the wheel.
Well, and a list is two-dimensional. This wheel image you're talking about, that's three-dimensional.
Well, if you think it's radial, it's going out in all directions. And if you think about you know, the image for the future I've always had is you do something, it's like dropping a pebble in a pond. The ripples go out in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
If you pretend that they only go out in one line, you're missing all those other things that are happening.
Right.
So I've taught the wheel for 25 years. We've got the software, actually first round of software about 5 years ago, and got and really ramped up the power. And now we have a browser software, so it can be done on the web.
And, wow, so it's in the cloud now.
Yeah, it is. And what we're going to do is invite people on the 19th of January at 12 o'clock noon to come to a one-hour overview of the tool where we'll show all the capacity of the tool and talk about how you get trained in it and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
So, if they want to just go to www.implicationswheel.com or even better, www.starthrower.com to sign
right.
up.
So that's is that 12 noon Eastern time on January 19th?
January 19th, the free overview of this very powerful tool.
Folks, check that out. I can tell you right now, I'm planning on being there, and I'm going to keep reminding you about this. This is a big deal, folks. We come back. I'm going to talk to you about why this implications wheel may be the best thing to happen for men. Maybe not for women, but for men. Stay with us. Tweet Hill.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.